Welcome. I am Paul Hyman. Thank you for your humanitarian spirit and time to aid in providing better mental health skills during a crisis. Together, we can make a difference in our global community. A little background information about me. I started in wellness, working for 3 years in hospice palliative care. It was an honor to be in the immediate intimacy of their last breath. Trained as a bereavement facilitator, these tools help loved ones cope with their grief. Therapist for 10 years at a large mental health and addiction hospital. A large percentage of clients had a history of early childhood trauma and neglect. Following a trauma-informed approach, these tools empower individuals, teaching self-regulation and allowing for healing. Therapists using these tools reported being more effective and able to go further, faster, with less effort with clients. My spider web investigation into early childhood trauma led me to become the first male children's facilitator at Canada's first shelter for women and children of domestic violence. I had a precise focus on teaching these children awareness and calming, comforting skills. The children would teach their mothers these skills as they supported each other in putting together the pieces of their lives. Director of training for an agency facilitating critical incident crisis intervention for organizations and healthcare facilities. These tools are used extensively with staff involved before, during, and after a critical crisis intervention. Individuals need to decompress to find their homeostasis and regain balance, a self-regulating process by which an individual can maintain internal stability while adjusting to changing external conditions. I describe it as being in the calmness of the eye of the storm. During this time, for 17 years, I was PENG, a specialty service that was on a need-to-know basis. My clientele was a sliver of society who fell through the cracks. Their jet-set lifestyle made it difficult to have a regular therapist, so I was their virtual therapist. This was before virtual technology to connect with people. I did everything by email, phone, and text. Everything about paying 911 services was crisis and chaos. I was the point person they called to make magic out of dust. These are some of the tools. Life's unpredictability makes everyone a first responder. A blink of chaos flips normal to Lamron. There is no plan because anything may happen. The situation requires you to do your best, dancing on a chessboard with the agility of a laser-focused goal to provide rapid relief with exceptional tools to get the job done. Think of this program as an artist's palette of therapeutic colors, and you're creating a masterpiece while staying safe. The activities are numbered for teaching and my suggestions. Yet, in the immediate moment of a crisis, you have tools for the dynamics of hyper and hypo arousal. The information about how and why these skills are complemented by our understanding of current neuroscience research, neuroplasticity, and neurogenesis will be available soon to download. It will include an extensive 30-page handout package and audio. The ultimate goal of this program is to restore a sense of safety and trust to build hope. Hopefully, to prevent or reduce the tragic consequences of childhood trauma later in life. The program is FUN. FUN is spelled in uppercase letters, capital F, U, N-N. Functional understanding not necessary. A person in shock doesn't care as long as they know you care and what you offer works quickly to ease their pain. Just do. My guarantee, you will feel better in the next 10 minutes than you do now. Number 1. Awareness. A Paul Hyman quote. If you're not aware, you can't take care. Use these five principles from a critical incident crisis intervention, for example, a hostage situation. Self-control, most important. Lose your awareness, lose your effectiveness. Subject control, primary goal. Intervention with these tools provides safety and hope. Create a cooperative environment. Does this work? How do you feel? Okay? Make it easy to agree. Can you teach this to another person? Yes? 85% of new learning is retained when a person puts the instructions into their own words and demonstrates the activity. Make it hard to disagree. Any questions? Are you okay with this? Great. Stay safe. Loop of awareness, the 10-second rule. You may start anywhere in the cycle. Let's start. Breathe, feel, think, move, express. Or feel, think, move, express, breathe. Or move, express, breathe, feel, and think. The puzzle pieces coming together are for peace. I give so you may give. Another healing ripple is created. Pay it forward. Share and play one person a day. You as a collective will be a powerful presence and force. Remember, stay alive so you can save lives. Number 2, emotions, rationality, teeter-totter. When emotions go up, rationality and patience go down. Everyone, please stay in your zone of excel ability. Number 3, water. In shock, the delicate electrolyte balance is shot. Important to help stabilize electrolyte balance with hydration. Water also increases oxygenation to the brain. Beneficial when someone is hyperventilating to improve the quality of each shallow breath with more oxygenated blood. Number 4, meridian connection. All the meridians used in acupuncture start or stop at the hands and feet. Extend your legs and cross one ankle over the other. Place your hands straight out in front of you, parallel to the floor, thumbs up. Rotate hands inward. Turn your hands so your thumbs point down. Cross one arm over the other. Bring your palms together, patty cake, and interlock your fingers. Tuck your arms inward and around to rest on your chest. Notice your shoulders. If you are holding any tension in your shoulders, just let go and drop them. Now, hang out in this position and breathe. You're giving yourself a hug. We can have emotions without emotions having us. Do you notice your tongue is on the roof of your mouth? If not, just gently place it there. I don't make a big deal about how a person is breathing. This technique is quick and only takes a couple of minutes. Notice when you take a big breath in or a big breath out. When you notice the change in your breathing, eventually cross the other ankle over the other. Variation number 1, providing comfort for the dying. Gently hold and cradle the person in your arms. Cross their arms across their chest. For example, right hand touches left shoulder. Left hand touches right shoulder. If possible, gently cross their ankles. Visualize and create a sacred, safe space, like a bubble that surrounds you both. Hold this energetic space as you gently comfort them. Communicating with the dying is a delicate process. If you do speak, it is softly, clearly, slowly, and with few words. From my experience, as they transition, they are in a lucid dream state. In this safe space, allow them permission to surrender to the struggle of letting go. Our most precious possession is time. The best expression of time is love. The best time for love is now. Love them. Your eyes are an incredibly powerful way to communicate. Number 5, sternum focus. This technique was developed from biofeedback research and mindfulness. Place one hand on your sternum. Take 4 or 5 slow, deep belly breaths. Feel your feet on the floor. Allow them to soften. Feel them softening, becoming longer and wider. Repeat as many times as you wish. As you breathe in, feel the rise of your hand on your chest. And when you breathe out, feel the hand go down. So it's a breath in, hand up, breath out, hand down. Number 6, brain buttons, kidney 27 points. Kidney 27 acupuncture points relate to 2 key opposite emotions, fear and trust safety. The hand on the belly button connects with our vestibular system for balance. Developmentally, it is our core connection to life, navel radiation. How to landmark K27? Below your collarbone, place one thumb and index finger on the left and right side of the sternum. Bring your shoulders together and feel 2 indentations on either side of the sternum, just below your collarbone. These indentations are the K27 acupressure points. Stimulate, massage the points firmly with your thumb and index finger while your other hand is over your belly button. When in shock, the eyes lock. It may be a blank stare or erratic eye movement, scanning for danger and looking for safety. Keep head fixed and track with eyes horizontally, left to right. Blink and breathe. Track eyes slowly back and forth until easy, slow, smooth, and comfortable. Now track your eyes up and down until easy, slow, smooth, and comfortable. Blink and breathe. You may stop and reposition your head if it has moved, and blink and breathe. Continue tracking your eyes up and down until easy, slow, smooth, and comfortable. Notice what you notice. Number 7, emotional stress release. Gently touch the point above each eye with the fingertips of each hand. The pressure it would take to hold up a piece of tissue paper. These points are the neurovascular balance points for the stomach meridian. People tend to hold tension in their abdomen, resulting in stomach aches and nervous stomach. Butterflies in your stomach. Once comfortable, the stress has been diffused. Do eye rotations both clockwise and counterclockwise. Notice if there are any areas that your eyes skip over or feel a little strained. Hold the ESR points and look in that eye direction to further diffuse stress. Remember, blink and breathe. Complete again eye rotations in both directions. This particular additional technique works well with the meridian connection when you're working with somebody who is dying. Palming eyes. Rub your hands together vigorously. Get the palms nice and warm. Gently and softly place the warm palms over your eyes. The fingers are resting on your ESR points. Enjoy the comforting warmth of your palms. The eyes may remain open in the darkness of your cupped hands, or your eyes remain closed, resting in the darkness of lights. Notice and enjoy. Number 8, stability before mobility. 3-point stance, grounding, and centering technique. A body-focused approach to trauma recovery is rooted in an understanding that our bodies, emotions, and thoughts create a feedback and feed-forward loop. Being aware is a process through which information from the physical system constantly provides input for the brain to interpret. Please stand up. Notice your feet as you're standing on the ground. The feet have three arches that support you. First, feel the space and connection between your big toe and little toe. Shift your weight from side to side. Feel all the sensory information that your feet are feeding back to you. Feel the space and connection between your little toe and heel, your outer arch. Shift your weight front to back. Feel all the sensory information that your feet are feeding back to you. Now, feel the space and connection between your big toe and heel, your inner arch. Shift your weight front to back. Feel all the sensory information that your feet are feeding back to you. Now, the hula hoop. Begin circular movements with your hips as if you had a hula hoop. Move in both directions, back and forth. Feel all the sensory information that your feet are feeding back to you. Does the movement of your hips feel fluid, or is there a part of the circle that feels a little sticky? Do you notice any glitches on either the right side or the left side? Play with different sizes of your circular hula hoop. Allow the movement to happen. Do not try. To try is an effort, and effort is tension. Now, to make the movement feel even smaller, do small rotations with your knees. Feel the connection between your hips, knees, and feet. Finally, make micro circular movements in both directions with your ankles only. Feel the connection between your hips, knees, and feet. Remember to breathe and blink. Think of this as a mantra: stability before mobility. Number 9, Traeger. Traeger is a sensory motor movement re-education approach to improve functional abilities and is supported by the current neuroscience research about the brain's plasticity. Mindfulness in motion. Movement as a way to agelessness. This is a quote from Dr. Milton Traeger. There is no such thing as a tight muscle, yet a tight holding pattern in the brain helps release deep-seated physical and mental patterns. These patterns may have developed in response to accidents, illnesses, or any kind of physical or emotional trauma, including the stress of everyday life. The goal is to unite body, mind, and spirit. Bobblehead. Numerous individuals, because of stress, report muscular tension in their necks and find this little Traeger Mentastics movement helpful. Sit up straight, close your eyes, and feel your head balanced on your neck. Imagine your nose as a pencil. Trace the roundest, most fluid number 8, top to bottom. Notice which direction you are moving, and then change direction. Again, trace the roundest, most fluid number 8, top to bottom. Now the number 8 is on its side. Trace an infinity sign left to right. Notice which direction you are moving, and then change direction. Change between number 8 and the infinity sign in both directions. Think about softening and deepening. Think about lengthening, expanding, relaxing. Think about light, lighter, and lighter still. Think playful. Feel a wobble of your bobblehead. Gradually allow movements to get smaller and smaller, slowing down to a stillness. Notice what you notice. Breathe. Move gently and rhythmically in such a way that you actually experience the possibility of being able to move freely, effortlessly, and gracefully. Think about a dancing cloud. Number 10, homolateral and contralateral whole body movement. Have you ever gone out for a walk, and come back feeling better? When we simultaneously stimulate the large muscles on the opposite upper and lower limbs, including the corresponding trunk muscles, we are very powerfully stimulating the integration of the two brain hemispheres. This is a huge part of our early childhood development and beneficial throughout our lives. Benefits for adults: build cognitive reserves as you age. Homolateral is same arm and leg. Contralateral is opposite arm and leg. We're going to do a little countdown. 10, cross crawl. 8, homolateral crawl. 6, cross crawl. 4, homolateral crawl. And 2, cross crawl. Okay, everyone. You're going to take one hand to your opposite leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, 8 homolateral, same arm, same leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now, 6 cross crawl, opposite arm and leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, 4 homolateral crawl, same arm, same leg. 1, 2, 3, 4. And finally, 2 cross crawl, 1 and 2. For young children, at their stage of development, start with homolateral movement pattern. Later, as they develop, introduce contralateral. The silly walk. You probably don't think about walking anymore, but I can tell you, after a stroke, that's all you can think about. Here's a couple examples that you can play with for yourself, right now, or with children. How would it feel to walk if the bottoms of your feet were rounded? How would it feel to walk if you were on the moon with 1/4 as much gravity? How would it feel to walk if you felt every subtle shift of pressure on the bottoms of your feet? How would it feel to walk if you felt really good inside and your heart radiated a powerful beam of golden light? Number 11, Tote Breaker, is a technique I created. The acronym is Thought Override Therapeutic Experience. Einstein said that energy and matter are interchangeable. A thought is like a neural circuit board lighting up. Move your body and change your mind. I designed this program to be universal, so I use geometrical shapes. On your handout, you have a rectangle, a circle, a triangle, and a square. Just for a little bit of a demonstration, if you'd like to write under the rectangle, L for left, under the circle, R for right, under the triangle, T for together, under the square, R for right, under the square, L for left, and finally the triangle, T for together. Now you can randomly create these patterns. Think of the patterns as an alphabet, creating 26 random shapes. Concentrate on an event or occurrence that, when recalled, manifests itself kinesthetically. Physical sensations, such as butterflies, fist in the stomach, muscular tension, etc. Stand in a normal stance, arms at sides. Number 1. Starting with the first symbol, call out the shape and raise the appropriate arm to shoulder level, directly in front of you, parallel to the floor. Ready? Start. Go. Rectangle. Left arm. Circle. Right arm. Triangle. Together. Both arms. Square. Right arm. Square. Left arm. Triangle. Together. Both arms. Number 2, raise the appropriate arm to shoulder level, directly in front of you, parallel to the floor, and also kick out the opposite leg. Under the white triangle with the letter T, raise both arms and hop off the floor. Ready and begin. Rectangle, left arm and right leg. Circle, right arm and left leg. Triangle, together both arms and jump. Square, right arm and left leg. Square, left arm and right leg. Triangle, together both arms and jump. Number 3, reverse your starting position and begin at the last symbol to the first symbol. Ready and begin. Triangle, together both arms and jump. Square, left arm and right leg. Square, right arm and left leg. Triangle, together both arms and jump. Circle, right arm and left leg. Rectangle, left arm and right leg. After you have completed the tote pattern, notice now, as you reenact both the kinesthetic feeling, physical sensations, and the event which triggered it. What do you notice? What are you aware of? I believe the greatest counterbalance to the pendulum of life from trauma is to swing it through play. A quote from George Bernard Shaw: "One does not cease to play because one grows old. One grows old because one ceases to play." Number 12, stones, cooperative play. Children in Ghana play sitting in a circle, tapping stones in a rhythmical patterns. Stones is the creative genius of Bess Koval, a special colleague. She passed away in May 2023. She created a fusion of dance and movement for all children in every culture for a lifetime of health and happiness. I received permission to carry forth her legacy. Out of over 100 patterns, here is one. I trust it expresses to you how the spirit of play inspires children. This program was designed so there are no required equipment costs. It is universal since no language is required. The tick-tock of time is talking. Tick-tock. As you look at the picture, it's an 8 beats. You're going to see a stone, beat 1, facing your left hand. Then there's a space, and on beat 3, you see a stone with the ear pointing at your right hand. There's a space. Then you see the stone with the right ear to your right hand. And then number 6, the ear is pointing to your right hand. On beat 7, you pass it to the person to your right. 8, they pick it up. And now both of you begin the same pattern over again. Here we go on a count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Left hand, space, right hand, space, right hand, pass, 8. Number 13, breath within the breath. Recent resiliency research since 2020 has added the spiritual aspect of a belief that life has meaning. Spiritus, Latin for breath. God in action, hand of God. God breathed life into us. We begin life with a breath. We end life with a breath. Every breath in between is a gift. Take a nice, easy breath in and a nice, slow out breath. In the space between the next breath, acknowledge the divine presence of God, Creator, connection with universal consciousness. Say thank you. A moment of gratitude. Smile. Silence. Peace. The English words, listen and silent contain the same letters. We take between 22,000 to 24,000 breaths each day. The key essence returns to the profound simplicity of the gift of life's breath. One of the unique qualities is being in the now. Every moment is a symbiotic connection between your mind, body, spirit. The breath within the breath allows you a moment-to-moment connection. The most powerful way to deal with unbelievable life situations beyond your control is prayer. I'm surprised at the moment of a disaster, people encourage everyone to pray. My question is, if prayer at that moment is all you can do and call upon the global community to do the same, why not keep praying when things are not a crisis? I am alive today only by prayer. In a crisis, you need the power. That is the only way I survived being Peng along with my clients. I prayed before, during, and after the crisis was resolved. The golden rule, live in peace. Across the world's religions, we discovered the distilled wisdom of the human race. We must treat others as we wish others to treat us. This is not rocket science, and these skills are more effective than a cruise missile. As you have experienced and looked at your one-page handout of activities, is there anything that a child could not teach? The skills are so easy to learn and use. Please teach your children. To teach is to touch a life forever. You are giving them a gift of love and life skills with priceless benefits. Think global, act local. Everyone, everywhere needs this program now. Please share this link throughout your network so more people may download this free gift. These skills are not the answer to everything. In the immediate moment of crisis and chaos, these skills offer something when there is nothing. The Voyager space probe carried this poem by Sa'di, a 12th century Persian poet, into space. A Persian carpet with this poem woven into it is now in the United Nations, headquartered in New York. Human beings are members of a whole. In creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members uneasy will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain. I pray God blesses you and keeps you safe as you pay forward better mental health skills in a crisis. Please listen to your heart and help support BFI's humanitarian mission with a donation. Any amount that feels right will create more healing ripples. You don't have to jingle to get your brain to twinkle. Thank you. Merci beaucoup and bonne chance.